Daryl, fantastic performance. I guess coming a week too late in terms of the top four, it must be a little bit frustrating for you to come here and produce something like that.
Well, it's frustrating we're not in the top four. Obviously, we wanted to have a pop at the end of season playoffs, but we just haven't quite been good enough to do that. Obviously, our last three performances before this one weren't quite good enough, particularly defensively, and I thought that was the most pleasing thing tonight. Just our effort defensively was excellent. I mean, they got us with a couple of kicks that we didn't deal with too well, but just great defensively. Effort, determination, toughness, sort of things we've been talking about a hell of a lot.
And you told me last week that you'd be looking next season for a shift in attitude. Did you start to get that already tonight?
Yeah, well, pretty much straight after the game last week, I decided that we'd look at these last two games as a part of next season, and you know, whether you can actually get the players to believe that, then, well, I think we have actually, but yeah, that was what I wanted to do. We needed an attitude shift. We've got to be better defensively if we want to be a part of the top four on a consistent basis. And I thought we saw tonight that the players in this squad are capable of delivering that. What we've got to be able to do is deliver it on a more consistent basis.
Fantastic effort all round tonight, but it all starts with that front six and collectively the pack and those on the bench. Super effort.
Yeah, big effort. You know, Leeds pack has been pretty much heralded all year. You know, you've got Peacock in there who's been superb, and Cuthbertson's been massive for them. So, you know, across the board, as a pack, they've been one of the best in the comp. And our boys, you know, led by Andy Lynch and Milo, you know, they did a great job, I thought. Every one of our pack worked exceptionally hard tonight, and you know, did a great job for us.
And on the back of that, we saw the skills of Luke Gale and Ben Robertson combining really well for scores of their own and creating plenty of points.
Yeah, I thought those two and Luke down at the back, you know, that was his best game for us this season, I think. Probably Wigan at home as well when we beat them. He just fantastic, the three of them. You know, Luke Gale's just getting better and better every game for me, and you know, should have a chance for England this year. Ben Roberts is growing as a six in combination with Gailey, and obviously Luke Dawn, just, you know, he's sharp, and I thought it was tough, really tough at the back tonight. There was a tackle there on Ablett, which was, you know, it was pretty special.
Yeah, not only that, but a couple of others as well, where you managed to hold Leeds up over your own line when they were threatening a try, and the way things had swung in the first half could have gone against you.
Yeah, we've been conceding a few soft ones recently inside our 10 metres, and I think there were some stats there inside in the programme that we've conceded more inside our 10 than any other team, so yeah, you don't want to be doing that. And tonight we held really firm when we were under pressure, and some of the things that we did to hold people up over the try line was very good tonight.
Let's just talk about Luke Gale in terms of internationals, because we've got the series coming up against New Zealand. He's won that Albert Goldthorpe medal this week for consistent performances during the season. Is he, in your eyes, England's international halfback?
Well, he's got a real chance for me. He's, you know, he's grown all season. His leadership, ability to control a team and drive a team from the halfback position, which is obviously crucial. His passing game's pretty good. He can create opportunities. His kicking game is very accurate. It's long as well. So unlucky not to get a 40-20 tonight. He's got a good all-round game, and defensively, I thought he was really stiff tonight. So he's been really good for most of the season. He's had a couple of little offs defensively, but I thought tonight he was really stiff again. And his all-round game, I think, is good enough to compete, and he challenges defences. He really goes and challenges defences, which is pretty important at international level.
Next week, one to go for you at Wigan, and a final chance to have a say in what's going on in the top four.
Yeah, obviously, you know, Leeds, it was an important game for them tonight. It'll be an important game for Wigan next week, no doubt. And you know, we'll go there and obviously do ourselves a favour and try and do a Leeds one in the bargain. And I'd rather the Yorkshire team finish top of the pile, and you know, we'll go after that and play as well as we can.